North Carolina is one of the 14 states voting on this Super Tuesday. NPR sent a team to Charlotte as part of a special election project called Where Voters Are. This next story features some of the most powerful moments of the conversations that team had. In those words, Steve Inskeep and Sarah McCammon found a deep divide.
This division is not quite the same as the red and blue partisan divide.
It's different from the gaps between races or incomes or generations. The truth is, it's bigger than all those divisions, and it embraces all of them. It's the divide between the city and the surrounding countryside.
In Metro Charlotte, we met urban and rural voters on the same day. Now, we've heard their differing views on this program in past days. Today, we hear what some think of each other.
I visited a predominantly black church in Charlotte. It was within sight of the big skyscrapers downtown. And there I met with local activists, and I told them that you, Steve, had been talking with mostly white, suburban, and rural voters, many of whom support President Trump.
What do you think of, I guess, your neighbors in a way who voted so differently from you?
I can't say it in church.
That's Willie Fleming. He's 63, African-American, a longtime activist in Charlotte.
I think anybody that votes for Trump has to have the same school of thought that Trump has, and that's racism. I just don't believe in him. I don't see how an evangelist preacher can stand up in there and forgive Trump for everything he does.
What he's talking about there is the way many white evangelical leaders have supported the president, even after he admitted to paying off a porn star, even through his impeachment. We had this long conversation about politics and the state of the country, and Corinne Mack, who's the local NAACP president, told me she feels like many white people just don't see their own racism.
What I've learned is this, that black people do not seem to have the same level of worth in this country. Our lives don't have worth in this country. And it's been that way since the beginning of time, since 1619, let's put it that way.
She's referring there to the year slavery started in the United States. Other voters described rural Trump supporters as low-information voters who don't understand how they rely on government programs like Social Security or farm subsidies. Colette Alston is president of the African American Caucus for the County Democratic Party.
I am going to say that a lot of people aren't educated. They don't understand the system and the process. And at the end of the day, once that's understood, I don't think there would have been a lot of people that would have voted for him. But a lot of people are voting on emotion and fear and whatever.
So these voters feel marginalized by some of their white suburban and rural neighbors in the Charlotte area. And they also feel like some of those neighbors just aren't seeing the big picture.
Sarah, your voters were not wrong there to talk about people voting on fear, because some people do fear cities. At the same day that you were in central Charlotte, I was at the far edge of the metro and went to a cafe in this small town called Kings Mountain and had breakfast in the corner with Tracy Stewart, his mom Linda Stewart, and his dad Max Stewart.
Well, how would you describe this community? What's it like if somebody's never been here? What would you say?
I would say it's probably about 80% conservative. A lot of churches in this community, a lot of religious affiliation. It's a close-knit community.
What concerns do you have about things in this community, if any? Things that aren't going so well?
Maybe some of the crime from the Charlotte area filtering in.
Yeah. Gangs are starting to filter in.
Maybe some liberal views.
They had a lot of thoughts about crime.
I try to stay away from Charlotte. The crime is in Charlotte, and we're all concealed carry holders. You know, of course, I'm carrying right now, but...
What kind of weapon do you carry?
I carry a Glock. It's a 27, 40 caliber.
Okay. 40 yeah. caliber.
40 caliber.
You've never had to use it.
I've never had to pull it.
Uh-huh.
So, and I hope to God I never have to. But
although, when you talk about crime in Charlotte, I got in last night and went walking around the downtown, and it's beautiful.
You're brave.
Well, it's beautiful, man. And I didn't feel...
I didn't feel...
The buildings are gorgeous over there, and I used to work in Charlotte, so... I never felt really safe being over there.
Okay, these snatches of conversation reflect views that we hear a lot around the country. Some people view cities as dangerous. The truth is that urban crime is at relatively low historic levels.
But there is crime. Cities can seem unwelcoming, and conservative media play up issues like homelessness. And it's easy to see how that translates into politics. Many people want firearms for personal protection.
You can also see sources of economic resentment. People of color in cities know that they face historic disadvantages.
People who are white, often in rural areas, don't feel that prosperous and think their taxes benefit people in the cities.
Now, in our travels, we did find one person who knew both places, Shelley Prophet, who's a farmer in Kings Mountain. We rode along one morning as she tossed hay out of a pickup truck to feed cattle.
Hey, hold up.
But this farmer grew up in Charlotte. She knows from cities, and she has a wish.
If everybody in Kings Mountain would go up there and spend a week in Charlotte and go out to dinner and see that you can walk down the street and not be shot. You can go out to eat and not pay $100 for a meal. Go just meet everyday man. Like, it's you can survive in that world and vice versa and see them. Like, I think until they are exposed to someone else of a different lifestyle than them, they really can't, outside of TV, they can't really get their head around it. And it's the same thing with Charlotte folks. Like, come out. This is a good life, too, and it's a respectable life. So only way to fix it is to experience it.
Shelley Prophet's life illustrates the way that urban and rural areas depend on each other. Her cattle are slaughtered and sold as beef in a Charlotte farmer's market. Without that farm, city people would have less to eat.
And Charlotte is an engine of economic growth that radiates out to the countryside and generates a lot of tax revenue. Without Charlotte, the rural areas would be a lot less prosperous.
They are all part of one metro area and part of one country, though that may not prevent those areas from voting very differently on this Super Tuesday and again this November.
Our Morning Edition co-host Steve Inskeep and NPR national correspondent Sarah McCammon talking about the rural-urban divide this election year.